it to 65, welcome to a new chapter in your life where you'll have the energy and me time to enjoy family, friends, travel, whatever you want. But what about Medicare? It seems like someone tried to develop the most complex, opaque system to cover your medical needs as a senior. Good thing there's T65 and Beyond, your healthcare translator. And good thing this educational resource exists on the radio every week. Welcome to Medicare U. Here are your hosts, Andrea and Joe.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Medicare U. The teacher's here. She's sitting at the desk. Did you take attendance?
I did. Okay. Everybody's in their spot.
All right. Let's all take our seats.
Yeah, I know you all.
There you go. How are you doing this morning?
Good. I'm great. How about you, Joe?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
And how about Mr. Savage?
Hunky-dory over here.
Excellent. Excellent. What's in store for us today?
Well, you know, I was alerted with breaking news. I won't tell you my source, but
Action Central.
First for the news when seconds count. Here's Joe Sirianni.
Wow, thank you so much. And it's Joe Sentani.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
There you go.
That's on the other show. Okay, haven't had enough coffee today.
See, for once, we're doing breaking news on our show. And boy, I want to get your take on this.
Yeah.
Okay, on the way in, I heard stocks. And Medicare, let me go back ahead, United Healthcare took almost a 10% cut in their stock this morning when they opened.
Whoa.
And I thought, wow, I always thought they were pretty strong, one of the leaders as far as that. So what reason could it possibly be that their stock might be lower this morning?
Well,
are you ready?
Yeah, what's going on?
All right. It has to do with our fearless leader.
Oh,
in Washington.
What do you do now?
Hobbling around? Well, let's find out. Okay, insurance providers, CVS Health, United Health Group, and Humana are seeing stock declines ahead of Tuesday's market open as the Biden administration remained adamant on its stance on Medicare Advantage payment rates, ultimately coming below what insurance companies were demanding. Yahoo Finance Live explained the finalized Medicare Advantage pay rate impacts the greater healthcare sector. So,
okay.
I find this interesting because what have we been talking about for 2025 and what's going to be expected of insurance companies?
Exactly. Yep, there's going to be more weight on the insurance company to make up some profit because with this, with the Obama administration, better said, they're focusing on Medicare Advantage cuts. Now, we need to be clear on what we're saying. It's not Medicare cuts, all right? No Medicare cuts. It's Medicare payments to Medicare Advantage plans. Now, those payments to the Medicare Advantage plans are in a reimbursement fashion, okay? And they are based upon your zip code, the carrier zip code, and you know, a five-star plan in Monroe County is $1,000 a month per person, okay? Now, that's going to be reduced. Now, what's going to happen is the insurance company and what Joe just said about United and CVS, CVS is Aetna, Humana, we're going to throw the local ones in there too, which is CDPHP. WellCare is going to be screaming, and MVP and Excellus will be in that bucket as well. They won't be receiving the amount of money that they had in the past. Now, do you think that they have a reserve of what they're going to pay their administrative? That's a fixed cost.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to change. Now, we have reimbursements. Now, since what the reimbursements are going to be, they're going to have to increase the copays in order to cover what they're not getting from the federal government. So what we might see is an increase in premiums, all right, in order to keep the benefits that
I would
you pay.
Say the decision of that administration almost guarantees you that there will be a price increase or a cut in copays.
Yes.
I shouldn't say cut, an increase in copays.
Increase in copays.
And now, okay, so in other words, all right, they're getting $1,000 a month. So is it, what I didn't interpret this, is it staying at $1,000 a month or are they cutting that?
That's probably going to get cut.
Besides,
well, that's their total reimbursement. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So everything rolls up to that. All right, now there's a standard. They have a standard line. Okay, let's just say standard is $500 per person across the board. You've got to operate on that. You earn extra money if you have better star ratings. So they've got to operate on less. So what's going to happen is the money that they earned from their star ratings is going to be cut, and that's their profit margin, okay? So it's going to have to either roll on top of what the base that they get from the federal government, or what they'll do is pass that along to the consumer, which that's us.
It's very interesting. There must be some very astute people watching the stock markets.
Yes.
Because United really was a leader as far as their stock.
Oh.
It was strong.
Right.
So to see a cut like that, it's actually affecting the Dow today. There was so much of a drop.
They are very dominant. And their stock is of a good value.
Absolutely. So, like I said, now this almost guarantee some type of increase probably in the premium next year. Because let's go back a little bit. Because of this $2,000 maximum out of pocket for prescriptions,
right?
Okay, thanks to Biden's Inflation Reduction Act,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to throw that in. We're going to the insurance companies. I'm going to put you on the spot here. If you remember, what do they have to pick up of that cost?
They have to pick up 60% of that.
60%.
Okay, yeah. The remaining 40% gets, actually, they're on the hook for 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But 40% is what they've got to bill out. 20% to the federal government and 20% to the drug companies in order to get reimbursed for what they outlaid in order to cover the $2,000 that you just spent at the pharmacy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And how they talk about a tone-deaf administration.
Well, I know. You have what just happened, which is the cut for reimbursements on Medicare Advantage plans, coupled with the fact that Medicare Advantage plans now have to cover more of the insurance coverage, more of the insurance cost, because of the $2,000 cap in 2025. We're going to see things change for the fall.
It's, I don't know, going to be very interesting. I love the fact that it will be taking place a month before the elections.
Oh.
So how many outraged seniors may we have?
Oh, I know it.
You know, and you can throw the blame squarely where it belongs.
Oh,
so, you know, when you listen to this nonsense, the Republicans are going to cut your Medicare money or program, they're not.
No.
Okay? But they're doing it through the back door.
Exactly.
And increasing your costs.
Exactly.
Now, you know, now all these aliens coming in that they are offering medical insurance to, so to speak, it's Medicaid, I think,
what
they're
Medicaid,
getting.
It's Medicaid, yes.
Okay. Now, I'm just wondering, are they eligible for these dual needs plans or D-SNP, anything like that, because they are Medicaid recipients?
If they're over 65.
Okay, so
yeah,
that could open the door to another mess.
Exactly, Joe. Exactly.
Anything the political left can do to stick their finger in your eye, they're going to do.
Oh, right.
Because that's what the whole Easter trans thing was all about. What they want is outrage. They want people mad, upset. You know.
They do, because when you're mad and upset, then you don't pay attention to what's going on at the border, with the economy, with the crime in the cities. Okay? Just get angry at transgender people, because that's what they want you to do.
I know.
They're trying to divide us.
Yes. So, you know.
Well, people. I have to remind you, Joe, it's not just the southern border. It's the northern border, too.
I heard the northern border is about 2 years behind where the southern border is at right now.
Yeah.
So.
Northern border is more Chinese and Middle East.
Okay, they're coming in through the Canada. And
well, they're coming in through Canada and they're crossing into New York State and Vermont.
How are they getting into Canada?
Montreal.
I mean, are they legally?
Well, I think Trudeau is just welcoming them in with open arms. And he's become a vassal state to China.
Well, you know what? You have to have maybe a Remain in Canada policy with these people coming across the border. Round them up. I don't know. Little encouragement. Yesterday, I was so disgusted. Those people that bum-rushed the border last week.
Yeah.
Okay, supposedly they let them out, or the judge didn't incarcerate them because of the paperwork was taking too long. And so, like, okay, there you go. These people are let free. But, no, they've been apprehended. 20 or 30 of them so far have been turned over to ICE for deportation.
That is good news. Yeah.
And this whole batch of people will be deported.
Okay.
So that's good, because I'm like, what kind of judge in their right mind could release these people for what they did?
Yeah.
You know, so again.
Agreed.
What's going on is amazing that they're allowed to get away with it. And Bob, maybe you got some understanding of this. They're flying in illegals to bypass the border?
Yes, because that way they get to say that border crossings are down. See the cynicism there?
Whoa. What? Bring me up to speed on that one.
All right. Since 2022, they have flown in over 350,000.
Who is they?
Biden administration.
The government. Biden. Mr. Biden.
So, okay. Where do we load up? Venezuela?
I don't know where they embark, but they are – I assume it's probably from someplace in Mexico. And then they are flown into the interior of the United States, and they are literally dumped at airports.
Whoa. Now
sometimes they put them on buses for further transshipment to other places.
Right, but the planes will get you right over the border. So there you go. It's the government itself promoting this illegal immigration. And they are being dropped when they're flown in Florida and Texas, thinking that – how racist is this? They'll assimilate the people in Texas. You know, they're nuts. But this – how is this allowed to go on? I have no idea. Are there people at airports that report this? I mean, I know.
Well, that's how we're finding out about it.
It was a couple years ago. They were landing in the middle of the night on Long Island at the airports.
Yeah, they try for nighttime arrivals because, you know, people are not paying attention. They're home watching TV. They're sleeping.
It's amazing. Now, instead of busing these people to Martha's Vineyard, I suggest let's start sending plane loads to Martha's Vineyard.
I like the idea of busing them to Martha's Vineyard.
Well, the busing is good.
Pardon the expression.
Fly them in the middle of the night. Let those elites wake up in the morning.
Well, that happened that once, and you saw what happened. They couldn't get those illegal aliens out of their pristine, you know, like whatever it is, Edgartown. They couldn't get them off to – they shipped them – shipped them to a military base, and then they got dispersed some other way.
Terrible.
We can't have these icky.
They sent them off with sandwiches, all right?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, jeez.
Here's a little lunch for your trip back. We do love you. Have fun in Chicago.
I know, but we don't want you here.
Yes.
We want you, but not in my neighborhood. That's what it says.
Exactly. So people wake up. Okay, I've actually spoken to people that say, I'm nuts. There's no problem at the border. It's all made up. Fox News is telling you this.
Oh, yeah, right. That's it.
Really?
Donald Trump and Fox News.
Yes. And I'd like to clear up that myth that it's that idiot press secretary, blaming, again, this is Trump's fault. You know, we designed a bill that would end all of this.
KJP.
Trump... told the Republicans not to vote for it. So the bill that they proposed is totally unacceptable. Okay. That's allowed 5,000 a day can come through. And that solves the problem.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't do anything.
The reason the Republicans didn't vote for it, was because it codified the perpetual admission of 5,000 people a day.
Right, and that would become the norm.
Right, exactly.
That's over 1 million people a year.
Yep.
Right.
That would be perpetual.
So what kind of solution is that?
That's not a solution.
And another thing, too, okay, I didn't realize how stupid this country can be. These people will be counted in the next census.
Oh, sure.
And therefore giving you more seats in the House.
Right.
So California is hemorrhaging people, okay, but they're being replaced by illegal aliens who will be counted in the census, and therefore they won't lose any congressional seats. So that's one more way of affecting the electorate here. And, you know, it's just, I'll tell you. And the next step is, they're not too far off, they'll be voting in national elections.
Yeah, they're working on it.
Because at this point, in New York City, I guess, that you're allowed to vote in local elections.
I think that got shot down by city council. I think the city council nixed that one.
Okay, so that makes, all right, because think about this.
It was in effect for a while, but then I think that they jettisoned it.
Because you know there's no way they're going to differentiate. Okay, you can vote in local elections. So these illegals vote in the local. Well, it's a national ballot, okay, like on an election year.
Right.
So that technically they can mark the box off for whoever they want for president. So it's, I don't know, boggles the mind.
Agreed. What I'm worried about is that, yes, okay, we've got all of these people in our country. We don't have the infrastructure to support them.
We do not. Absolutely correct.
We do not have that. And what's going to happen? They want the individuals to vote. Now, they become prey, okay, because there may be a language barrier. They may be individuals that have their own mindset, but because of the language barrier, they're going to be taken advantage of.
Absolutely. Well,
and swayed in a certain direction.
Vote B-I-D-E-N.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all you need to know.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, following the age-old Stalin-esque wisdom of it doesn't really matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. That's where you have to get up to speed and go to auditny.com, auditny.com, and look at what Citizens Audit is uncovering. It's
thank you for that, Bob.
Yeah, it's yes. They'll make your blood run cold.
Are there any updates on that?
Hang on for just a second. Why don't you talk in a little discussion group? I think I may have. Yeah,
we'll talk amongst ourselves.
There we go. So it's allowed in class.
Yeah, I found it.
Oh, perfect.
All right. This is the reign of error, according to auditny.com. Two kinds of elections in America, accurate and invalid. What makes an election valid? Voter rolls must be accurate. Two, votes counted must be from eligible voters. Three, the number of votes counted must equal the number of voters who voted. And four, the maximum allowable error rate in a valid election is 125,000 ballots in error. Now, let's see here. In New York State, a total of 745,294 of the seemingly invalid or illegal registration violations have a vote cast. 449,856 counterfeit registrations noted. 2,440 cast double or more votes. So you look at all this. The apparent errors in 2022 election were 745,246. In 2020, 960,476.
And this is in New York.
This is New York State.
Imagine the other 49
apathy,
states.
Incompetence, or malfeasance, they ask. But it's totally crazy. And it just goes on and on and on. So go to Audit NY. They're looking for volunteers. Great lady who is not only handling the New York State Citizens Audit, but she's also launched a national organization, which is – and this is not just New York. This kind of stuff is going on all over the place.
Well, it's interesting because in New York, you would think it wouldn't even be necessary for this voter fraud because it's a blue state. No matter what you do – it never goes. I don't think it's gone Republican since President Reagan.
Right.
It was the last time in New York.
Oh, wow.
So if they feel it's necessary to cheat, so to speak, in New York, imagine what they're doing in purple states.
Oh, yeah.
Swing states.
Well, of course, I mean, purple states are bad enough, but I mean, the blue states, I mean, that's what throws elections. So do the number of votes equal the number of voters? Votes counted in 2022. This is from the New York State Board of Elections. This is their numbers, 5,965,684. Voters who voted, according to New York State voter raw data, official federal document, 5,930,372, so 35,312 more votes counted than voters who voted.
How does that happen?
And there you go. And this is not nobody wanted to investigate this.
No.
You go and talk to election officials, and they are extremely defensive about this.
Now, Bob, can you tell me again, where do I go for information like this?
You go to the email address is info@auditny.com. info@auditny.com. The website is auditny.com. And the name of the organization is Citizens Audit. They are doing God's work with this stuff.
They are. And you know, folks, this show is about Medicare, and you're wondering, why are we talking about this topic? This affects you in more ways than you could possibly imagine, okay? Because there isn't enough money and there is not enough care to go around for people that are not even citizens.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so if you think right now that you're waiting 20 minutes on call, which is to talk to your doctor, or it's going to be worse.
It is.
Okay, so pay attention, folks, because it's affecting you more than you may know.
Right. And here, the other factor, too, okay, we've got an influx of how many people so far in 2023 at four?
I don't know how many million were last year.
Well,
this
think
year,
about
300,000 or more.
They're going to go to clinics. Who is manning these clinics? They're going to be manned by, you know, residents. They're going to be not just residents, not as a homeowner, okay, but they're going to be future doctors under the tutelage of another doctor. They're getting their practical experience that way. We don't have enough doctors that we're turning out.
And there you go.
Practitioners.
Because they don't want to work for the government, and that's the way this is headed.
Exactly.
And there you go. And but believe me, where this is heading in the next 5-10 years, it's scary. Because these same bureaucrats, I swear by this, there is going to be some type of a panel that will tell you whether or not you're eligible for any kind of treatment, or you just go home to die. That's going to happen.
Well.
It will, if nothing else, just for sheer numbers.
Here's what will happen, too, is you'll have federally run clinics by doctors who get paid by the government a fixed amount to show up. They show up and punch in at 8 o'clock, and they punch out at 5. There are no appointments. You show up, you're taken, whatever time it is. All right? Now, if you're there after 5... you better come back the next day.
Well, it'll be like social services, okay?
Yes.
I understand at downtown. You go in, I don't know what time they open at 9 o'clock in the morning, they give you a number.
Right.
Okay, well, numbers 1 through 70, we'll see you. If your number's over 70, come back at 2 o'clock or come back tomorrow.
Right.
Imagine that if you're going in there with in terrible
pain. Yeah, and you're sick.
And you're sick.
Well, I actually had a little look at that when I had to go to the ER at Highland once back in September. I mean, people were waiting 14 hours because there weren't enough people.
Right.
But back to the voting thing. There's a lot of fun stuff that Marlee Hornick has uncovered. And just to toss out, and this is 2020 general election. 987,490 voters registered on January 1st from 1900 to 2021. Just setting aside the year for a minute, you can't register to vote on New Year's Day.
No.
It can't happen. And there's over 15,000 people who are registered, who gave a birth date of January 1st, 1860. Marley calls them my Lincoln-Biden voters.
Unbelievable. At that point, maybe we'll take a break here. Andrea, please, we are T65. What's our phone number?
Well, you can dial up us and you'll talk to Eileen. It's 585-485-0328, 585-485-0328.
Oh, by the way, all this stuff has been completely peer-reviewed, too, all these numbers. This is not some nut down in the Hudson Valley who, picked numbers out of Wikipedia.
I love data, so I can't wait to go on and look at that. I love graphs. I love all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's see if we can stump the Joe.
I get my kicks from watching people. Eagles.
I this does not. I can't even guess.
Had some great hits. About 1964. It's called Groovin' Out on Life, is the title.
That doesn't even sound Motown to me.
No, it's the new beats.
The new beats? Bread and Butter?
Yeah, Bread and Butter. Run, Baby, Run.
Oh, wow. A very versatile group.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
This is one of their latest, still on Hickory, and this was 1969.
There you go. Wow.
All right, more to come here. I didn't mean to bludgeon you with all those numbers, but it's just really important for you to know what's going on with the elections because, you know, it doesn't matter who runs the campaigns or who's running. If the counting of the votes is bad, we're sunk. So get involved and check out things when you go to vote. And listen, let me tell you, you got to vote. We'll be right back. Medicare U on WISL.
Debunking advertising from the law office of Christopher Johnson. One ad some injury attorneys inundate you with, what's your case worth? Call us and find out. You know, nobody can tell you, quote, what your case is worth over the phone. Nobody knows. The ultimate answer to, quote, what your case is worth involves weeks or months of research, evaluation, and preparation. Many factors go into any compensation you might get, like applicable law, who's actually at fault, how much insurance coverage there is, and many, many other factors. At the Law Office of Christopher Johnson, the singular focus is getting your life back on track after an accident or injury. That takes money, and it helps when the advice and legal advice you get has a one-on-one focus informed by straight talk. Christopher Johnson Attorney, car, truck, motorcycle accidents, personal injury, and DWI defense. Call 585-415-3803. 585-415-3803.
Hi, I'm Steve Tasker. Over the years, my wife Sarah and I have supported Heritage Christian Services and the work that they do to advance an inclusive and equitable community. Heritage Christian Services and their staff support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities by offering meaningful and diverse experiences. Like us, they believe that people are entitled to dignity, respect, equity, and justice, and that belief is reflected in all that they do. While disability services are what they were founded on, their work extends to offer life-enriching opportunities for people throughout the community through therapeutic writing, health and wellness services, and childcare, and more. Now more than ever, Heritage Christian Services needs your support to continue their work. Consider becoming a friend to Heritage Christian like Sarah and I did almost 20 years ago. You can choose to volunteer, share their job opportunities, or make a donation. To learn more, visit heritagechristianservices.org. That's heritagechristianservices.org.
The Livingston County Department of Health reminds you and your family, be sure you're prepared for emergencies by creating your own at-home emergency response plan. Prepare a kit including non-perishable food, water, flashlight, radio, batteries, blankets, and medications to supply you and your family for at least 2 weeks. Place these supplies in a secure place in your home. For more information on emergency preparedness, call the Livingston County Department of Health at 243-7299.
Medicare U on the WYSL stations.
I can help. Billy Swan.
This shot of this is just like, you know.
1974.
Slow That's pitch, a, yeah.
You know, I used to play this on college radio on my show.
All right, so you had a request here, Big Joe. You wanted me to put something in here.
Yes.
How do you want to set this up?
You go ahead and just throw it at me.
Love this version, by the way.
I'm going to let this play for a moment.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Self, their country loved, and mercy more than life.
the reason I asked you to play this, I'm sure there's people out there that can get a little misty-eyed to this. Beautiful version by Ray Charles, by the way. Thank you. This is something I happened to hear some of this music the other day, and I was mentioning to my wife, what does this mean to this new breed of illegal aliens crossing the border? This song mean anything at all to them? Anything at all of what this, how this country was founded, the people that fought for our freedoms? I mean, this is the kind of stuff, when you were in school, I bet you knew this song in kindergarten, in the first grade. Just a thought, if this doesn't mean anything to them, and it probably never will, who's going to fight for this country? Who's going to defend the values?
It's a very good
question,
Joe.
Don't want to be negative, but anyway, I just thought that song, it was the point I brought up to my wife. And do you guys agree? Or am I off base?
No.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
I agree.
And that's the really pernicious thing that this administration is up to. They are trying to build in a permanent underclass in this country that has no connection to our heritage, to our values, to our history. And that's being augmented in, I'm sorry, I know people don't like to hear this, but the public schools. These kids know nothing. They're not taught civics anymore. They're not taught, our foundational documents. The people who founded this country are being reframed as villains and racists. That's what they want, because these people are dumbed down to the point, are uninformed, they're ignorant, and they will believe what authority figures tell them.
You know, it's funny you say that, because during Easter dinner, my daughter was over with the kids. You remember Gracie?
We had her in
one time. So we were just talking about Thomas Jefferson. And, she was kind of aggravated at the fact, because he owned slaves, he was a man of his time. But neither here nor there, I said, here's something. I always thought this was a neat quote from President Kennedy. That was back in 62, I think. He had a dinner, all the Nobel Peace Prize people and all these great scientists were all assembled for a White House dinner. And he made this statement, there hasn't been so much talent and intelligence gathered in this room since Thomas Jefferson dined alone.
Yeah, I remember that quote.
So, what a difference to where we are today. But anyway, I know we got a little bit off topic today, but I think it's important,
fine.
Just to make people aware and think.
Right.
Because
we have to reevaluate where we are, what is happening. Look around and see how it's going to affect you.
Now, on a quick note, you did say with the schools, I was very impressed. My grandsons go to Fairport Schools, and it was the Jefferson Avenue School they had for Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. They invited all the veterans. So my dad actually went a couple of times.
Oh, that's nice.
And they had everybody up on stage, and, they honored them. And I wish I had recorded it, because there's nothing like the voices of children singing, "My Country, 'Tis of Thee, America the Beautiful, God Bless America." So they were singing these patriotic songs. And like I said, it kind of stirs you when you hear young kids singing that.
It's beautiful.
So,
well, I'm surprised that they weren't banned from doing that or
no.
weren't disciplined for doing it, because that's the way it is in a lot of school districts.
No, it reminded me of years ago when you were in the auditorium. Okay, and you did that type of stuff.
Sure.
So when they did honor the veterans, it was great. They enlisted everybody by name.
Yes.
And very, very cool.
Very nice.
And, they said, this is my grandfather, this is my dad, and really honoring the military, I'm assuming they still do that. I don't think that's changed. But it's a wonderful thing.
It is.
And these kids, are looking up at, all these gray-haired people up on the stage and, realize the sacrifices that they made. And it's nice, because I think prior to that, they were taught, about some of the great things that our veterans have done.
Yes.
So
speaking of your kids, too, Joe, if you don't mind me throwing my 2 cents in here, too, that we have some great things that you should take your kids to see. For example, there is there's a memorial in Highland Park, which is unique in all the world, especially in this country. That's the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And it's a sobering experience to walk through that, because there are, I think it's 250 guys who are memorialized there. There's a bollard, a stainless steel bollard that contains their name, their birth date, the date that they were killed in action or missing in action, and the high school that they graduated from or whatever school they attended.
Wow.
And it goes in chronological order from the very early days of the Vietnam up until the end. And you walk through this thing. There's a timeline which is set into the sidewalk that tells you what was going on in the Vietnam conflict.
That's wonderful.
Chronologically, as you go along and you see these guys. And what I would encourage everybody to do is go up there and just pick somebody. Pick some guy, one of the guys who gave his life in the Vietnam War, and just kind of adopt him. See what you can find out about him. Write down his name. Write down the school that he went to. And because if you could go to these guys today, because they never got to sit out on the deck and barbecue and have some beers on the 4th of July with their kids and with their grandkids. They missed all that. And if you could bring them back and if you could ask them, what can I do for you? I'm sure that most of them would say, just make sure I don't get forgotten.
Right.
Just make sure this was not all for naught. So I just go to CVS and I get a fistful of parade flags, you know, on right before Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Buy ones that are made in the U.S. You can do it. It's amazing. You go to Walgreens and CVS and they've got these little parade flags that are made in the USA. And you go up there and you decorate, you know, these guys. Because a lot of them, it's very sad. Some of them have got, for Memorial Day, they've got flowers attached or they'll have flags or even family pictures that they put in a Ziploc baggie. But some of them, there's nothing there.
Oh.
So see if you can find somebody. And our guy is Ray Miles.
Uh-huh.
And he was killed in action in 1970. And he graduated from Livonia High School. So you can find somebody there because they're from all over the area who that you're connected with.
And there was a guy on our street when I lived in Grand Avenue,
yes.
Mike Brady. He was maybe about 5 or 6 years older than I was. But I looked up to him. He was nice. He would take the time to, you know, talk to a 6-7-year-old kid. And he was killed. And very sad. I could still picture him when he got his license. Driving his dad's Pontiac Catalina.
Yeah.
It was a 63, you know, up and down the street. And so I think of him from time to time. And that is a great idea, and I think I will do that. Because we took the kids, the grandchildren, to Washington back in 2016. And when we went to Arlington.
Oh, my gosh.
They were like, you see all these tombstones?
Yeah.
That's why we're here today. These are people that gave their lives so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have. And they really, you know, as I think the oldest was, maybe 13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was like astounded when you can visually look at the number. I just, you know, you've been to Arlington, just acres of these headstones and what that represents.
You know what Arlington originally was, right?
Yeah, that was, didn't it belong to Robert E. Lee?
Jefferson Davis. Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy. And Lincoln said in the closing days of the Civil War, he said, I am going to bury our soldiers in Jefferson Davis's front yard. And that's exactly what it is.
You know what? Wow. Okay. I always associated that with Robert E. Lee and the Custis family. That mansion that still stands kind of at the top of the hill. But that was actually Jefferson Davis?
I think that's what it was.
All right.
Well, I'll have to check that. Double check it now that I said it. But that was the sentiment. I'm going to bury our war dead in this.
I had heard that. And then the family, I guess they gave the land to the government willingly.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Willingly at one point. And so that's amazing. How many acres that is, I don't know. But
they're running out of space.
It's it's incredible. And have you been there?
No, I haven't. Okay. I'd love to go.
It's really something. Robert might enjoy that.
Yes.
But when you go there, it's a very somber. It'll just strike you when you look around, like, wow. You know, and when the kids were little, we did take a walk up to that mansion.
Did you?
And they had, you know, people dressed in the period and talking to the kids. It was pretty
nice.
Cool.
Nice. Very nice.
And, you know, they say, you know, where the Kennedy gravesite is.
Yeah.
Okay, it's almost in line with that mansion. And I guess a few months before he was assassinated, he was there. And he commented on what a beautiful view, because from that spot, you could see all of Washington.
Wow.
And he thought, what a beautiful view that was. So they remembered that, and that's how they picked
That particular location.
Interesting. Yeah. So when you take when you go to these war memorials, explain to the kids what it means.
Yeah. It's so important. Absolutely.
That's our freedom.
And why and how it was won. And it was not based on evil. There's a speech. If I find it, I'd like you guys to hear it. It was given by Kennedy in November 22nd of 63. It had to be probably in Fort Worth because I think it was the last time when he spoke.
Wow, the day he was shot.
Yes, and it's amazing when you listen to it. He was honoring Fort Worth, you know, because of the airplanes. That's where a lot of the fighter jets were built. But he does probably a full paragraph of an America if and what we did. It lists our accomplishments. World War II, the technology, all these things. It's amazing to hear that. And it's like nobody talks like that anymore about this country.
No, they
don't. That's right.
And so I will see if I could dig that up. I can guarantee – I know it was given at Fort Worth. It probably was at that breakfast before he flew into Dallas. So kind of
– I'm glad you brought that up because I think that's what I'm feeling as though it's lacking in this world. Nobody has that – pride like we used to have.
They don't. They beat it down. They don't. I don't think they want you to be patriotic. They want you to be ashamed.
Yeah, well, that's because evil has been unleashed in the world.
It absolutely has. And, you know, listen, I'll be the first one to tell you, this is not a perfect country. Never has been.
No, and that's the best part.
But if you look around the world, it's probably one of the best.
It is.
Because, listen, for all of our shortcomings, haven't we kind of resolve those problems?
Yeah, it's messy, but it works.
Well, half a million of our citizens died in the Civil War, you know, to reunite the country. And by the way, the Civil War is not about slavery. It was not.
No. It was the unification of the country, whether or not the sovereignty.
Right. It was about sovereignty, states' rights versus federal rights. And it was fought to preserve the Union. And basically what Lincoln said to us, look, if I have to free all the slaves to reunite the country, I'll do it. And he did.
And there you go. And again, Lincoln, you know, you really got to appreciate that guy because of the times of the country. We think it's bad now. I think it was a little worse back then, you know, because the Civil War was actually fought. I don't know if we'll ever come to that point here again. But what it took, and he really was determined to keep the Union together.
Yes.
And it's very sad. Had he lived, we might have seen a little bit different country today, what his plans were for Reconstruction.
Right. I agree.
But, wow, you think about it. Starting back then, look at the wars that we fought. Now, some were, in retrospect, okay, maybe they weren't fought right. You know, Vietnam is a touchy thing. I think then we were sold a little bit of a bill of goods, possibly, you know, the domino theory and that. Did it really make that much of a difference? And if it did. I don't want to take that away. But the way it was fought, you had these guys, you know, thousands or hundreds getting killed to take a hill that 3 days later they're like, oh, it's not important, and walk away from it. So I don't know how it was fought. Ken Burns did a wonderful documentary. I urge you guys, have you watched it?
No.
No.
It'll rattle you. It really will. It's, you know, from the beginning of the war, and it takes us right through. And, you know, it'll bring tears to your eyes. So, and, you know, the Korean War, of course, we fought. It seems to me that we don't fight wars the way we should. I don't know if they're fought to win.
Well, no, they're not fought to win. It's, you know, it's a limited kind of exercise, and if you're not all in on warfare, don't bother, because the outcome is predictable.
There you go. I think a perfect example was you know, Trump, what he did with ISIS. I mean, ISIS was allowed to go wild and wreak havoc all around the place, and they weren't killed. They weren't. There were rules of engagement, and I want to say it was Trump. Maybe I think I'm giving him the right credit. You're going to go in there and you're going to kill him. That's how you win. And I do love those bunker-busting mother-of-all-bombs.
Moabs.
Moabs, when they were in their tunnels and just collapsed them all. And that's, you know what? It sounds terrible, but that's the way you win, and that's what you need to do.
We should have dropped a Moab on Bagram. Should have just leveled that thing.
I agree.
And the embassy.
Yeah, because why give them something that, you know. First off, that still blows your mind. What idiot decided that was okay to give that up? We didn't have to give that base up.
It was Biden's decision.
We could have maintained the base.
Even his liberal generals said don't do it.
And again,
what a mess. It was such a mess.
This man who is president, if you look it up, I'm not saying it because of my bias, okay, he has been wrong on like 97 or 98% of any major decisions that have been made during his 50 years. He's been on the wrong side of history each and every time. And on that, we'll take a break.
All right. Back to Medicare U in just a moment. But first of all, let's see if we can stump the Joe with... Rochester, New York record, Joe.
I don't need whole lots of money.
It's Rover and the Dukes.
Nope. A big hit for Grand Funk.
I don't have to stay out all night.
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Yes.
Sweet
there you go. Who's the local group that did this?
Soul Brothers 6.
Very cool.
1967. This thing made number 91 on the Billboard Hot 100. There it is.
Some Kind of Wonderful. Yes,
good choice.
Yeah. Homegrown. And we'll be back with more.
We're going to dance to this during the break.
We'll be right back. Medicare U on the WYSL stations. Thanks for joining us.
Debunking advertising from the law office of Christopher Johnson. One ad some injury attorneys inundate you with, what's your case worth? Call us and find out. You know, nobody can tell you, quote, what your case is worth over the phone. Nobody knows. The ultimate answer to, quote, what your case is worth involves weeks or months of research, evaluation, and preparation. Many factors go into any compensation you might get, like applicable law, who's actually at fault, how much insurance coverage there is, and many, many other factors. At the Law Office of Christopher Johnson, the singular focus is getting your life back on track after an accident or injury. That takes money, and it helps when the advice and legal advice you get has a one-on-one focus informed by straight talk. Christopher Johnson Attorney, car, truck, motorcycle accidents, personal injury, and DWI defense. Call 585-415-3803. 585-415-3803.
Hi, I'm Steve Tasker. Over the years, my wife Sarah and I have supported Heritage Christian Services and the work that they do to advance an inclusive and equitable community. Heritage Christian Services and their staff support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities by offering meaningful and diverse experiences. Like us, they believe that people are entitled to dignity, respect, equity, and justice, and that belief is reflected in all that they do. While disability services are what they were founded on, their work extends to offer life-enriching opportunities for people throughout the community through therapeutic writing, health and wellness services, and child care, and more. Now more than ever, Heritage Christian Services needs your support to continue their work. Consider becoming a friend to Heritage Christian like Sarah and I did almost 20 years ago. You can choose to volunteer, share their job opportunities, or make a donation. To learn more, visit heritagechristianservices.org. That's heritagechristianservices.org.
The Livingston County Department of Health reminds you and your family, be sure you're prepared for emergencies by creating your own at-home emergency response plan. Prepare a kit including non-perishable food, water, flashlight, radio, batteries, blankets, and medications to supply you and your family for at least 2 weeks. Place these supplies in a secure place in your home. For more information on emergency preparedness, call the Livingston County Department of Health at 243-7299.
Medicare U on the WYSL stations.
Well, as we rejoin the program here, I was wrong. Joe stumped me. It was Robert E. Lee's place, not Jefferson Davis's, for the Arlington National Cemetery.
Well, thank you. And I want to say, I think originally the Custis Mansion, because I think Robert E. Lee married a Custis. Last name Custis.
Related to George Washington, too, yes?
It might be.
The Custis family?
Might be.
Could be. I don't know that.
So...
I don't know my lineage that well.
My history teacher would be proud.
Yes, she would.
That I remembered that.
All right, let's try another Stump the Joe before we get back to business. We're running short of time here.
Spiders and snakes.
Why?
Jim Stafford.
And not Joe Stafford. Jim Stafford.
Jim Stafford. I don't like spiders and snakes.
I remember when Mary Lou.
Yeah. Story song. All right. Back to more Medicare U. We got about 7 or 8 minutes
left. All right. Well, you know what? Let's get back to the original reason why we're here. And thank you for hearing us out. And
yes,
you know,
I appreciate that.
I think it's stuff that needs to be said.
I do too.
And
I do too. You know, it's all going to affect our health care.
It is.
The bottom line. That's what it is.
And that's why I brought it up. Because you see what's happening and
exactly.
What will be happening.
Yes. Yeah. Because we're going to spend money in other locations on other things. And it will be taken from programs that we need. Americans.
I wish I could give you the exact quote. But $56 million has been earmarked for these what do they get, $350 a week, these prepaid debit cards. And that's, for now, the number multiplies. The numbers of what they're doing for these illegal aliens costs more than what you're doing for American citizens.
Agreed. Agreed, Joe.
And so how this is allowed to happen, I have no idea.
My question is, who shouldn't Congress be voting on that? To allow that? How did this happen? Was it a presidential decree?
Well, we had these issues. These are all mandates from Biden.
Okay.
How we have this border crisis. That's why when they lie to you straight up and say it's Congress, they got to pass a law, just reverse the mandates that you did on your first day in office.
Exactly.
Okay? We're not stupid.
No.
But and nobody brings that up. Our wonderful press, they don't mention it. And
gone are the good days of reporting. Nobody reports anymore.
No, it's selective reporting.
It's opinions.
News by omission. Absolutely. They're not journalists.
No.
And, you know, like I said, debacle at NBC, who owns MSNBC, when they hired Ronna McDaniel.
Okay.
I mean, she was a Republican. Well, she's an election denier.
Oh.
And Nicole Wallace, who I think is I don't want to get slandered, okay, but I don't have a very good opinion of her. She's like, these are sacred airwaves. We can't have people that spread lies coming on our network.
Boy,
I would
talk about a God complex.
I think it was Hannity. I love this guy sometimes. I think he played a 10-minute montage of all the garbage that's come out of that network in the last 4 years. And they're worried about the sanctity of telling the truth. So, but again, you know, they have loyal viewers and listeners, and that's the way they feel. But anybody, even if you're a loyal NBC viewer, should ask yourself, well, how come they never have anybody with an opposing point of view?
They don't.
Okay, now, you could trash Fox News. People hate them, they're whatever, but I will tell you, on Fox News, there are many liberals and left-leaning people that are on as consultants or speakers, as it should be.
Yes.
Okay? That's what it's about. I'd like to hear what the other side has to say.
I like it.
And
we don't encourage it enough.
No, and it's very, very sad in this country that, you know, there's no discussion anymore.
No, there isn't. Somebody shuts you right down.
Yeah, it's wrong. I hate you or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, part of growing up, and this is how we all learned, okay? How many times in your life have you met with somebody that you think, oh, this person's nuts?
Yes.
Their views, but you sit and listen to them.
You do.
And sometimes you come away with, you know what? Maybe they're right
something.
On that point. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So you either learn that maybe they're right or you learned it how right you are. But, you know, it's just... It's something that's not encouraged anymore.
No, it's not.
And in the schools...
No, everybody has to cluster with who they think like.
My grandson's going to school, not the one in Binghamton, and I'm not going to give the name of the other school, but it is in New York State. And he goes, all the time in my class, it always turns around to Trump and how bad Trump was.
Yeah, Trump derangement. Yeah.
And this is an economic class that he's taking. You know, and my grandson said, yeah, has everything got to go to Trump? You know, is it? But again, he goes, this professor has to always work that in.
Interesting.
So, you know,
But let's wrap up the show with the last few minutes of why we're here. We're Medicare U, T65 and beyond.
We are.
And we are here to help you with your Medicare choices.
That's right.
And so a shout out to all our 1959 babies.
And we would love to see you at T65 and beyond. So give us a call, 585-485-0328, 585-485-0328.
And I met a wonderful – they were friends of mine for many years. I kind of lost touch. Found out what I was doing.
Yes.
So they're all excited. They turned in June.
That's nice.
65. And had a tough time navigating the SS.gov. So
oh, yeah.
I actually went to their business.
Okay.
Met. We sat there. I know why she had the problems now. It's not that easy even to navigate that sometimes.
Not.
So she was thrilled to death that we got her signed up.
Nice.
And so it'll be effective in June. So that's why we're here, guys. Thank you for listening today. And we will have more Medicare news for you next week.
All right, let's see if Joe can identify this one real quick on the way out.
The hunter gets captured by the game?
You're close. That's not that one.
Same artist?
Same artist. This was featured in the Commitments. Great movie, by the way, if you've never seen it. Yeah. Marvelettes, Destination Anywhere.
Oh, very cool.
All right, see you next week. Thanks for listening.